Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, my favorite topic in Houston, baby. Davis Mills. All right, your quarterback. Lovie Smith loves him. Lovie Smith loves him some Davis Mills. And Clint, you are our quarterback. 5 years in the NFL, 9 years professionally. Played at Arkansas. Big-time college football. You know the position well. You know it well. And many folks want to know what it is that you saw. Not just Davis Mills and how the Texans are treating him and how they're making him the man, which I agree, probably the best way to get the best out of him, the way they're going about it. But what did you see? I know it's just one practice. What did you see on the field from him?
I think a couple of things. I think, first of all, I think he appears to be up to the challenge from a standpoint of taking the reins and taking the keys, if you will, to this organization. He doesn't seem to be intimidated at all. He seems to be embracing the opportunity to be the leader of this football team. And again, which beats the hell out of being nervous. It beats the hell out of shying away from the attention or shying away from the challenge. So he appears to be up to the challenge. There is one thing that to me, Davis Mills has done from jump that it didn't take long to realize he's still doing it this year. That is, for me, it's a major concern. There are times when...
You said a major concern?
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, it's a big-time concern for me. I mean, it goes right in line with Davis Mills, the habit he has to float around the pocket, to kind of just ease back in his drop, to not have a lot of twitch and sense of urgency in his actions. And that last year and today, it transitions into how he throws the football. It appears that there's a he's not willing to, because it's not an ability. It's not he can grip it and rip it more than what we've seen him. The unwillingness to drive the football down the field with authority is a major concern for me with Davis Mills. Like I said, I mean, it typically guys that float around in the pocket, guys that float back in their drop, guys that are
big arms,
they're slowing their feet down because they're thinking too much, because they're overthinking. And then when they're throwing the football, they're not letting it rip and just technically and mechanically and talent wise hitting their target. They're as they're releasing the ball, they're hoping they're right. You know, so you have a tendency to take things off and not throw the ball with authority. And Davis,
is it because he's not reading it?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I have to talk to him. I'd have to talk to him and see what's going on in his head.
But this is something you've seen.
Yes, from the jump. Everybody's seen it. They just don't know. They don't know the reasoning behind it. We've all seen Davis Mills throw the ball down the field and throw the ball short consistently. And I'm talking on balls that he's throwing on time and should drop in the bucket at 45 yards. That's not an arm strength issue. That is you're not trusting it and you're not letting it rip.
Kind of what Chris Sims was talking about
a
little bit.
Yep. I guess. I mean, if we're
fixing his mechanics so he has more behind him on throwing the ball.
I don't know if it's definitely mechanically driven, but it's not like a, we got to teach him something. To me, it's if you're turning dirt in your drop and you're physically putting effort into your reset, that generally speaking, a guy that does that throws the football with more authority. A guy that does that is more committed to his target, committed to his read, and more confident in what he's doing. And Davis Mills just doesn't – I mean, I can sense that he's worked his drop. I think Pep Hamilton even told us that a while back, that they were working on his drop. I can see where his drop is more – His hips are dropped a little bit, and he's actually hovering the turf and turning dirt a little bit in his drop. But there's still just when he throws the ball down the field, the ball hangs in the air. The tip is late to turn over. It just he hasn't thrown a ball. Maybe there's been a handful of them.
The best one I can remember of what you're talking about, he hit, I think, Danny Amendola against Tennessee, where he was kind of floating like you're describing, and he threw the ball really hard off one. Like, if you remember that, we were like, oh wow, that's a throw.
That's right. But it's
not consistent.
Like today, the catch that Farrell Brown made on the sideline is a great catch.
Your guy, catch of the day.
Great catch. Great, let's be honest. It was a catch that he should make all day, every day, as athletic as he is. But it was a good catch. But that ball was underthrown significantly. It lost pace and carry way earlier than it should have. And so the tight end had to not only bend back, he had a corner route. If you hit him in stride, like if you drive that football on Farrell Brown's face mask, it's a 50-yard touchdown. And nobody ever touched Farrell Brown. And he's got a 15-yard catch window because he's so big. Right? I mean, instead, you lay it on the sideline, which there's a time and a place to lay the ball. I think feathering the football and laying the ball is one thing that most passers of the football can't never figure out. They always want to drive it.
But when you don't have anybody at your feet, you're not being pressured.
You got to drive that football regardless. Somebody say, oh, well, he was laying the football in the void in the zone. No. That was, first of all, it was a busted coverage. And I'm not even going to expect him to see that. I'm not even going to expect him to see that Farrell Brown was a busted coverage and his wide ass open. But on that particular route, you have the ability, like when, as a quarterback, it was a corner route. So you go up, the receiver goes up, his inside receiver goes up about 12, 13, 14 yards, sticks his inside foot in the ground, and at about a 45 degree angle, he goes towards the sideline. Well, as a quarterback, you can either throw it, you can hit him in stride on the line that he sits, or you can bend him back to the sideline if that safety's playing way over the top. There was no safety. There was no safety. So he threw it as if the safety was playing hard over the top, and the only thing to do would be to bend him back to the sideline. The point is, I don't want to overanalyze the specific play. It's just an example of if he had the habit to stick his foot in the background, in the ground, and the confidence, if you will, and drive the football with a big-time power snap, level two throw, get it up over any of that underneath coverage, and drop that sucker on his face mask, it would have been a walk-in touchdown. Quarterbacks do that. Starting NFL quarterbacks do that every day.
That was the difference, right? That's a ball that should have been a touchdown.
Absolutely.
Easy, and instead it was a long, nice gain. But
instead, it should have been a throw show where even if he missed the throw, we should be going, boy, his accuracy suspect, but damn, he ripped it. But it was a safe, like tentative, let me throw it out here to the sideline and make a big-ass athlete go make a play, make it look way more difficult than it needs to be.
What's that about? Like it appears like from what you're describing, you said he's done it a lot, that he almost makes his arm less powerful.
Like he's tentative. He appears to me, now this is all just from watching, and I'm pretty damn good at this, by the way.
Go ahead.
It appears that he's tentative and unsure. And the route today, you should not, last year with all that on the field on Sundays, you'd be a little tentative. I understand why. Yeah. I mean, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're head spinning.
Your offensive line sucks.
Out here today, you're running the same concept over and over and over again with the same damn guys versus the same coverage. Like, let that joker rip. I mean, he had Brandon Cooks on the sideline, and he underthrew it one time. Let that joker rip. If I were Pep Hamilton, I'd say whatever you do today, don't miss short. Do not make Brandon Cooks turn around. I almost said make him pull a hamstring. Don't want to say that. But make him go get everything. If you throw it out of bounds, so be it. If you overthrow him, so be it. Don't throw another ball short. I want you throwing the ball with authority no matter what happens today. Because that to me, that's the one thing I've yet to see from Davis Mills is a throw in practice or a throw in the game consistent. I mean, we've seen a couple of them, but I'm talking about consistently where, hey, man, this dude is letting it eat. And you got to be able to do that. If you're going to be a pocket, if you're going to dissect defenses from the pocket, it can't be laying the ball all over the field all the time. It can't be taking the easy throw underneath all the time. You got to let that dog eat sometimes. And he had an opportunity today and he didn't do it. I'm just like, come on, man. Like, drive that sucker down the field.
That's a step from year one to year two.
You hope, man. You hope. I don't know if they're working. Maybe they're working on something. But it's been going on too long for me to say, well, Pep's working on something specifically. I want to see this dude, with some authority and confidence, drive the football down the field. And we just don't see it happen often enough.
All right, coming up, listen, the accusers of Deshaun Watson are speaking on Real Sports HBO tonight, and some of the transcripts have come out on things they have said that'll be aired tonight. We'll let you hear some of these things, and a little interesting, and it should be an interesting night for the NFL and Deshaun Watson. That next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.